Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On Saturday, the 6th of October, the London International Church of Christ will be putting on a teaching day on the book of Deuteronomy. It's my great privilege to be able to do that teaching. And in advance, I'm recording a few teasers for the Deuteronomy teaching day. And today we're looking in chapter 3, specifically verses 31 and 32. Moses is speaking in the first person here, and he says, "At that time I commanded Joshua, 'You have seen with your own eyes all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. The Lord will do the same to all the kingdoms over there where you are going. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you.'" So who is Moses talking about here? Well, you'll have read earlier about Og, king of Bashan, and of Sihon, king of Heshbon, and how God destroyed their kingdoms and how the Israelites won tremendous victories over them. And so Moses is reminding Joshua of this. It's very interesting that this specific conversation between Moses and Joshua is included here, just in these two verses of chapter 3. Presumably, it was for the benefit of both Joshua and the people. Of course, we know later on, Joshua, in the book of Joshua, is reminded of the same thing. Joshua 1, verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So Moses is encouraging Joshua here with the truth. He's asking him to look at the past that Joshua has seen and has known. He's telling him, don't forget what God has done. God will do the same to all the kingdoms over there where you are going. Do not be afraid of them. Sometimes we're afraid of our past, but just as often, if not more so, we tend to be afraid of the future. But if God has been with us thus far, up till now, through our past, will he not also be with us in the future? Of course he will. And if we stay with him, we will reap the benefits. Romans 8, verse 31 and 32. "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" What a tremendous promise. Well, as we go through the rest of the book of Deuteronomy, we will see more and more reasons to trust God. There's so much to discover in Deuteronomy. I hope to see you there on October the 6th at the teaching day. Until then, God bless.